Welcome back to the Fire Landlord Podcast. I'm Jesse Smith, and I'm here with Jerry Lutz. This podcast, we want to touch on the do's and don'ts when you're trying to purchase a home. So, Jerry, go ahead and give a few tips of the don'ts.
All right. So you've made the decision to buy the home. Now we're in the process. We've got you pre-qualified of what you can afford. So the things that you want to avoid from here on out until you've closed on your home is, A, don't apply for any new credit. That means no going to the store and saving 10% because you open up a new credit card. Don't do it. Don't co-sign for anyone else. So don't co-sign for your kids. Don't co-sign for your brothers or your sisters or anyone. This means don't get on a card with somebody. Don't buy an automobile with somebody and co-sign. You don't want to do that. And especially don't do a mortgage with somebody else as well. And the other thing you want to avoid is you want to pay down your credit card debt. You don't want to max it out. So one of the things that credit card, you know, your score is dependent on is the availability of credit and the amount of debt that you have to your credit availability. So for example, if you have a $1,000 credit card, you don't want to have that's got a $1,000 limit. You don't want to have a $1,000 balance. You want to keep that balance somewhere around 200 to 250 at the max. If you got a little extra money, you might want to pay those down just a little bit. But now that you've been qualified, you just want to maintain everything. You don't want it to grow. So, you know, now's the time when you need some cash. You want to keep some cash in hand. So, you know, if you're qualified and credit's okay, then don't go paying a lot extra to those debts that you might have. Let's hold on to cash that we need for the closing. And the other thing is, if you happen to have collections out there, don't touch them. Don't touch the charge-offs. Don't touch the collections. We are allowed to have a certain amount of aggregate in collections. So you don't want to touch any of that stuff. And the other reason is you also, when you do pay those off, they re-trigger on your credit report. So they're going to do a new re-trigger on your credit. It can adversely affect your score. So you want to stay away from paying off collections or charge-offs unless the LOs, loan officers told you to do so, because we got to get your aggregate down to a certain point. The other thing out there is transferring money between accounts. If the lender starts seeing transfers coming to and from different accounts, you're going to be required to provide proof of those accounts and show the money going back and forth. It's just something that's going to be added to you to do it. So the easiest thing is try to avoid transferring the money between accounts, so you don't have to have, you know, five or six bank accounts that we're looking at. Next, withdrawing or deposit large sums of money. Avoid this. If you deposit large sums of money, let's say you you sold a tractor and you got, you know, $1,000 for your tractor, and you do a one-time cash deposit in there. We're going to have to track that $1,000 down. We're going to have to track the tractor down. We're going to have to track down the person that bought it and make sure that you have a paper trail showing everything going. So the easiest thing to do is don't deposit the money. That is when you can put it in the mattress and just hang on to it, but don't deposit it. And don't withdraw a large amount of money as well, because when we're looking at your bank statements, we're taking that balance and we're qualifying everything on those balances. So if you're showing $10,000 in your bank account, definitely don't take $5,000 out and do something with it, because now when I rerun your automated underwriting, now all of a sudden I don't have the $10,000. It can affect what the computer was determining for reserves and that kind of stuff. So you could possibly, you know, hinder your purchase by doing that. Don't make career moves. So don't change jobs during this process. You know, unless the only time that I would say that you want to do it is if you got laid off, you went right into a next job. But you want to try to avoid it at all possible, because it will delay the financing of the mortgage. We'll have to make sure we got pay stubs from your new employer. And don't have anyone else pay for things that are related to the mortgage or to the purchase of the home, i.e. the appraisal fee or application fee, the full house inspection. You want to make sure that you paper trail that, where you pay for it out of your own funds, especially if we're using a down payment assistance program where they require you to have so much of your own money into the deal. These things count. So the full house inspection, we count. Your homeowner's insurance counts if you pay that up front. So you want to make sure that you pay those out of your own. If somebody else pays it for you, then we're going to have gift letters and those kinds of things for the money that they paid. So those are some of the things to avoid out there. So Jesse, why don't you take us over to the do's of the process when you're trying to get a new home loan?
Sure. Thanks, Jerry. You want to stay current on your accounts. So like if you have multiple credit cards, a auto loan, it's not the time to, you know, if you're current, you made 10 payments and they're always been on time. It's not a time for you to make your 11th payment late, because if it goes to a certain amount of time, like, you know, if you have a 30-day late, that can halt a deal, because, you know, depends on your credit score. If you got a 30-day late, or God forbid you get a 60-day late, that could be something that you might have to halt a loan for the purchase for over a year. So you don't want that on there. So make sure if you're paying on time, keep paying on time, no matter what, just keep on point on that. Cause that could be something that could really hurt a deal. I've seen it before. You don't want to be in that position, cause it's not a fun position for the customer. Also, you know, number two, you know, continue. I said, I actually, you know, lay those both all together, you know, continue paying credit as normal. So I'm not even going to get into that, because I kind of run on sentence both of those together for everybody. And then just like Jerry said, you don't want to change, you know, employers during this process, because it's going to make it a lot harder. You know, you want to keep the same employment, because, you know, if you change a new job now, you know, we got to get a stub. So who knows, you know, normally you get paid once, you know, maybe it's once a week, maybe you get paid twice a week, but sometimes you're behind. So you're in the hole. So if you have two, you know, you need a check and you normally get paid on every other Friday, you start a new job, you might not get that check for a month. And then that's going to hold this closing up. The seller can get antsy. You know, they might not want to wait through this process. So if you can, unless you get fired, you want to hold on to that job no matter what. And then some people, they may go from being W-2 to going to being self-employed. And that's a whole nother can of worms that you don't want to open up. So you want to stay with that current job or your current income until you sign for your keys. So until that happens, stay consistent with that job. And as soon as you sign, you can change and do what you want. But we're going to recommend you staying with that current job, even if they're getting on your nerves. So do that, because it's going to make it easier for us to help you and the banks to help you as well. So the next is protect your credit scores and limit your new inquiries. You know, so, you know, if you have great credit, that's great. If your credit's on the fence, that's great as well. But you don't want to open up a new credit card. You don't want to go get a new, you know, new car. Unless your car is broken down, I would highly recommend you do not get a car. I've been in that situation where I've had a customer buy a new car before they close. You know what happened? They couldn't close. So you want to wait. And just wait to that process until you sign that paper, and then you can go do that. So hopefully people aren't put in that situation. But if you go to Target and they're saying, hey, you're going to, just like Jerry said, you go to that store and they're saying, hey, you're going to save 15% to open up that new card, tell them no. Maybe in a couple of weeks you can revisit that after you get your home. You'll be happy, and it's worth going back and maybe paying a little bit more at that current time. But you don't want to go to Walmart and get a new car. You don't want to go to Dick's Sporting Goods, and then when you're trying to buy your kids some stuff and they're like, hey, you're going to save an extra 20%. Nope, pay that full price, because if you open up that car, that's going to be another dicey thing and more legwork for you and the mortgage loan officer. So another thing, you know, notify the mortgage loan officer if you're going on vacation. And the main reason why you want to do that, you might say, hey, that mortgage loan officer is prying. No, he's trying to protect, he or she is trying to protect your best interest. That's what we're going to do, because if you're going on vacation, what you're going to do, you're going to spend money. And essentially, you're going to need money for down payment. And that, we already have that accounted for. If you're going to go, say you go to Florida, a lot of people like to go to Florida, especially in the Ohio area when it's cold. You're probably going to spend, and even if you got everything paid for, you're going to probably spend $1,000 to or more just for travel, having good time, you know, going places. You got to tell that person so we can have that accounted for, so we don't short you when it's time to come to the closing table. Because vacations are expensive. Gas is expensive. You know, unless you have a Tesla, I'm not promoting Teslas on here unless you guys want to promote the podcast, but you have a Tesla that you're not paying that much gas for. I mean, I just filled it up the other day and I paid $54. So that adds up. If you're driving to Florida, you're probably going to pay over, you know, $100-$150 for just for gas. So that's going to come in somehow, you know. So, you know, to let us know so we can account for that. And if you got enough where it doesn't matter, still let them know, because we want to make sure we don't want to get hit with any curveballs when we're trying to go to the closing table. So last but not least, deposit income into your bank accounts instead of cashing checks. So what that is, you know, cash, depositing the money into your, okay, so take a step back. You don't want money just to come from your mattress, but if somebody is paying you, put that money in there so we can account for it, and you can use that for as part of your down payment. You don't want to just leave that check, you know, at your house, because you know, now say if I've had customers where they might be short $500. So if that money is not in the system, we can't use it. So we can't just have money just come from under the porch, under the mattress. We need it to be in circulation. And if you have money that you can prove that you've earned and it's not just coin flip of where the money's come from, make sure it's in circulation, because every penny counts, and you don't want your deal to be delayed or even denied because you don't have enough money to come to the closing table. So these are some of the tips that we have that we're giving. And if you have questions, feel free to reach out to the FIRE, the landlord contact number, and that is 513-655-3473. Once again, that's 513-655-3473. And we'll definitely help you guys with this process and, you know, help you, because, you know, you don't know what you don't know. And we're here to help you know what you don't know. So that's our expertise. I'm Jesse Smith, and we're signing out.